It's me again, Victor Gouveia, and welcome to another edition of the State of the Union, because I'm here to talk about all about the channel. Wow, my update just finished, and I've been doing this for about an hour already. Holy cow. Anyway, this is the show where I let you know what's going on with our network. I can't call it a channel anymore because there's so much happening on it. But of course, this would not be a show on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway without my spiel. And you guys know what that spiel is. Repeat after me. Remember, if you like what you're about to hear, activate the like button and share it with your friends and family, especially if you think they can benefit from anything that's said here. And subscribe, making sure to activate the notification bell so you're notified when we go live or upload a new video. Additionally, we are streaming, well, I am streaming on our Facebook page, Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? And on our Twitter feed at Blind Who's. That's BlindWhose. Alternatively, if you don't want to watch us live, you can always catch us on podcasts. Whether you have an iDevice, an Android device, an Amazon device, or even a humanware device, like a Victor Stream or a Victor Track or any type of player like that, you'll find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, QCast, and all those nifty places. If you ask Alexa to play Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway, she'll go out and do so. And if you want a copy of the audio or video of this episode, you can send me an email, Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway, @gmail.com, and I'll send you out a folder link on Dropbox where you can download an audio or video of the show or any show that's broadcast on this network. As I said, this show is pretty much a what's going on show, and I have it every so often. I think this is the fourth one this year. Because today is a year that I returned from out west. So it's kind of a anniversary of sorts. Plus, today is Monica Jones' birthday, my co-host for Snap and the boss on the afternoon radio theater Sunday. And, of course, you know, it wouldn't be good without me saying happy birthday, Monica. I am not going to talk about your age. Believe me, I'm wrestling with that choice. I am not going to talk about your age. Okay? So, okay, no comments. Cool. All right. So, I am not going to talk about your age. Monica, don't worry. If you're watching, I won't tell anybody how old you are. Suffice it to say, this is our 201st show. The arts program this afternoon was our 200th show, and this is our 201st show. So we've hit a 200 milestone, and I'm kind of proud of that. I'm kind of proud of how big we've become. And I'm kind of proud of how fast we did it. Of course, I am nothing without my co-hosts on our network, Victor Marquez, Zoe Fiocos. I have to thank her and her family for the videos she produces. Mary Storrs and Lena Williams, of course, and Donna Jordan and Monica Jones, and hopefully Claudia Del Real will come back because she's been looking to start a book review show, which I really want her to do. So that might be coming soon to our network, in addition to the daily broadcasts we already have. So, guys, like I said, there's a lot coming up, especially on Monday. That's right, on Monday afternoon at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, which equals 9 a.m. Tuesday morning in Australia. We are premiering the first of what I hope is many shows by Mel's Blind Life. It's called Mel's Travel Guide. And it'll be a weekly show. She's going to talk about her experiences traveling, airfare, cruise ships, trains. She loves trains. Buses. She's done it all. Paddle boats. She just had a video released about a tour she did of a paddle boat. I honestly can't wait. I'm going to be co-hosting the first show. I'm not sure if she wants me to co-host the other shows with her. We'll have to find out. But suffice it to say, I really think this will be a huge thing. Because people want to travel, especially now. After being stuck in the house for a year or two under lockdown, people want to get out there. They want to be able to travel now that they've been vaccinated. Now, you should be careful because there are some countries that don't allow you into the country unless you've been vaccinated, which is kind of goes against all kinds of civic freedoms. But alas, you know, what can you do? We got ourselves into this mess. We might as well get ourselves out. Anyway, that's how I feel about it. In any case, it comes at just the right time when we can travel. Additionally, we are in development of a mental health show. And I'm not sure how quickly that'll get off the ground, but it is coming. I started this channel as therapy, on the advice of my therapist to help me get over a loss I had felt. And it's become so much more. It's grown bigger than I ever imagined it. We're taking on more and more people as days go on. We've got a show every single day of the week, sometimes multiple shows on a few days. And I don't know how much bigger this will go. I really don't. I want it to grow big. Like I said, we are nothing without our hosts. And I want to thank them all for being a part of our network. I want to thank them all for contributing and for being a part of a network of blind individuals who want to share their perspectives. Because we all have individual perspectives. And it's good to share those perspectives. We are meeting new people every single day. And these new people have a lot to say. The fact is, our channel has gone from zero to 60 in about less than a year. Yeah, I started the channel back in February, and here we are in October. And I'm amazed at what we've become. So, as always, I mean, if you want to contribute to the network, please send me an email. whoseblindlifeisitanyway@gmail.com. And we can go from there. If you want to ask any of our hosts questions about their shows or their experiences, send us that email, whoseblindlifeisitanyway@gmail.com, or you can message us directly on Facebook. I also have my WhatsApp number on there if you want to get in touch that way, so you don't pay any long distance charges if you want to call. And let them know that you guys are watching. Let them know that you guys like what they're doing. It's a complicated process to get my Apple Analytics, but I've taken one step closer to it. And I can only assume, with all the sponsorships we have, that it'll get bigger. I don't want to charge people to come watch us, because a lot of us aren't working. A lot of us simply don't have the money to spend on subscriptions, more subscriptions. I mean, it's bad enough we have to subscribe to Office and Jaws. I mean, it's bad enough that everybody's asking for subscriptions these days. I mean, how much more do we have to pay? So I'm trying to keep it as free as possible. If possible, I'll get revenue from sponsorships, if I can. And I'll continue to work on the channel, the network, as long as I can afford it. At the moment, I can afford it. I don't know what it'll be like a week from now, or a month from now, or even a year from now. At the rate we've been growing, in about a year from now, I expect we'll have a show every hour of the week. But I really can't say that's going to happen yet, because let's face it, I don't have that kind of reach yet. But with the inclusion of Mel's Blind Life, hopefully we can get that worldwide coverage. especially if people share our videos, share our channel, show people around the world that we exist, that we are here and we need to be listened to. We have so many perspectives. And no person does something the same way all the time. Some people do things differently, in different ways, to different extents. I mean, if anything, the Meet Me series has shown you guys that there are lots of people out there. I'm interviewing Laura Kavanaugh tomorrow. She's a lovely woman. I just love her to death. And she does a beautiful thing. She breeds butterflies and releases them. She does not kill them. She does not strangle them to death or flatten them. No. She breeds monarch butterflies and releases them. And butterflies have jobs to do in the ecology of this great wide world. Now, I have no idea if the butterflies she releases are international, but it'd be nice to see. I mean, I'm hoping that I can upload a few of her butterfly releasing videos on the channel, and that way we can get more people interested in breeding butterflies. But, like I said, I mean, there are people out there who do a lot and do even the littlest thing can have huge consequences. Actually, ironically enough, there she releases butterflies. So, you know, you guys have heard of the butterfly effect, right? That, you know, what we do with the butterfly has far-reaching implications. It's kind of like, you know, you send a stone into a pond, and even though it just makes a small area of bubbles, it creates a giant tidal wave from just that little rock. But, yeah, I mean, we all do something in this world, and we should give people a chance to find out about what we do, how we live, why we live, who we live for. Because there's so much to live for. I know it doesn't look like it with all this COVID out there. Doesn't seem there's much to live for. There's gun violence. There's racism. There's gender bias. There's gay bashing. My God. So much negativity. But some of us still go on. We still try to make our difference in the world. That's what I've tried to turn Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway into. a network that can make a difference. Before I went blind, I was managing about 5 or 6 corporations. It ranged from used clothing sales to real estate to financing. We did it all in those corporations. Granted, it was before I lost my sight. And in fact, that's probably what contributed to my losing my sight. That race for the almighty dollar. Even more ironically enough, I was managing a nursing home. Sorry. Assisted living facility. Just before I went blind. So you might say I was watching everybody else go blind. But again, you know, the dollar was more important. And so here I am blind, and now I'm trying to make a difference in the only way I know how. It's not easy. I thought I had everything buckled in. But there was a loose strap here and there that I wasn't counting on. And you never know what's going to happen. So I want you guys to think about if you want to contribute or not. To whose blind life is it anyway? Don't be afraid. You'll have access to my YouTube account, my StreamYard account, and I'll teach you how to use StreamYard. I did it with Mel, and she picked it up quite quickly, actually. She's a quick learner. And you can have a time slot on the network. And your time slot is yours. And whatever money we get from our sponsorships, if we get any at all, goes towards our hosting. It goes to our hosts. It gets put back into the network. It doesn't go into our pocket. It goes into the operating of the network. It goes into the managing of the network. Paying for StreamYard, Zoom, which I still have to get. Because we're looking at doing a game night. Yeah, folks, you heard it here first. Game night. I don't know what games we'll do. Probably trivia. Probably a trivia game. And we'll have to use Zoom because we can have a lot more people come in with Zoom. My only problem is you can only stream to one location with Zoom. But I'm thinking we can pre-record it and then upload it to the channel at a later time. So I don't know. Maybe we'll create a group the Who's Blind Life Is It Anyway group on Facebook. And email, maybe email too. I mean, Lord knows groups.io is becoming huge these days, especially amongst the blind. And, you know, we'll have a central number that people can call in and enjoy whose blind life is it anyway can offer. Granted, at this point, it's not very much. We have shows every day, yes. We have different people's perspectives, yes. I still consider it an infancy. So we have lots of growing to do. And like I said, I mean, I'm not even sure we can do the game night or even how we do it. I mean, I did put some Audible titles of trivia titles in my wish list on Audible. So I'll be getting those whenever my credits get picked up. And so Lord knows I'll have lots of trivia questions. But do we have the participation? Will we have the participation? Is this something people would like? Is this something you'd like? I don't know. I honestly don't. I mean, the shows that we have on our channel are here, well, for two reasons. One, because people have approached me. And two, because I've sold them on the idea. I mean, I've always been a good salesman. I've always been a good idea man. And unfortunately, sometimes I don't know how to do things that I want to do. It's unfortunate, really. But having said that, if people want to see more, let us know. Let us know what you want to see. If you have a specific request that you want to see every week, let us know. Send our hosts messages and maybe they can do something for you in terms of their shows. Now, if you want them to do a new show for you, that's a whole other thing. Again, it depends on whether they can and whether they want to. I mean, some people have committed to one show per week, if they choose. I'm kind of hoping Mel's Blind Life commits to a show a week and does them for a very long time, because I think that's a great show to do, Mel's Travel Guide. And so, you know, there's a lot that we can do. There are 24 hours a day. And if we had 24 shows a day, my goodness, we'd have worldwide coverage, I think. We'd have something for everyone. As it is, we have something for everyone now. We just don't have the manpower to generate what we need. But again, you know, it'll come with time. I mean, I had thought of giving up the network way at the beginning when we only had a couple of people. We've grown to 73 subscribers, and I thank you all for that fact. I thank you all for subscribing. Like I said, we wouldn't be here without you. And we wouldn't be here without our hosts. Victor Marquez, Donna Jordan, Mary Storrs, Lena Williams, Zoe Fiocco, Monica Jones, Claudia Delia, and now Mel's Blind Life. That is quite a roster. Quite a roster. And I am proud that I brought all these people together. Oh, God. Sorry, my phone just keeps talking to me. You guys can't hear it, I know. But believe me, it's in the middle of my brain. We should probably check. Yeah, no comments yet. There you go. So, guys, I want to thank you for joining me on this State of the Union. Like I said, feel free to support us. If you think you can contribute anything to the network, let me know. Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? @gmail.com. And we will talk about adding new shows. As I said, make sure you tune in tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Tuesday Pacific, Australian time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Honestly, getting all these hours just right is weighing on me. But yeah. Come join us. Come see what Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway has to offer. And see if you guys want something. Maybe you guys can learn, maybe you guys can enjoy. Either way, Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway is here. State of the Union is every once in a while. I don't know how many more of these I'll make. I don't know. Because State of the Unions are, well, they're not rare, given that we've had four of them over the year. But maybe the fact that we've had four of them kind of indicates how big we're growing. I mean, originally the first State of the Union was with Claudia, and that one was just a shoot the shit kind of show. Her and I were just going to talk about stuff on air. And then every State of the Union after that has been to announce new shows. Whether it be This Accessible Life, whether it be Zoe's Blind Kitchen Corner, whether it be Life with Four Senses, whether it be Crime Crushers, the Friday film feature, Learning Together, Afternoon Radio Theater Sunday. It's all here. Meet Me. Oh my God. Can't believe I forgot that one. And of course, there's always tips, tricks, and how-tos. There's a lot to watch. And nobody's telling you to watch each and every show. You don't have to do that. But maybe there's something here you might find useful, something you might enjoy watching, somebody you want to listen to, somebody who shares the same viewpoints, for example, same perspectives. So come on over. And if you want to sponsor any show on the network, send us an email. Whose blind life is it anyway? @gmail.com. And we'll go from there. Like I said, we haven't grown quite that big yet, but we're getting there. And I want to congratulate Anthony Parker for releasing his video. I mean, God, it was a really good one. And I wish him all the continued success with his music career. Hopefully, he'll have a music career. So, guys, thanks for joining us on this State of the Union, and we will see you tomorrow on Meet Me. And like I said, don't... Tune into Mel's Travel Guide tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. I think you'll enjoy it. I mean, I loved listening to her talk on the interview, so I have a feeling you guys will love listening to her too. Bye-bye, everybody.